From the 4th Annual Southwest Airlines Diversity Summit, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Today, Southwest Airlines hosted its 3rd Annual Diversity Summit. Southwest Airlines invited a number of people here today. There's all sorts of discussions and talk. We had people speak about, diversity, things that make us all different, those differences that really make us all the same. I'm with Ellen Torber here, and you are now, your title is, what is your title?
My title is Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion here at Southwest Airlines.
Okay, now when I first heard about your promotion to that, I had never heard that title. Is that kind of a new trend in American companies?
Well, actually, I think more people have focused on the diversity part, the what makes us different, when really the focus should be on the inclusion. The differences are there. When you and I are here, we have diversity, but it's about how do we utilize our talents, our knowledge, our skills, our unique perspectives to be the best we can possibly be. Having our employees truly feel valued and appreciated, and thus we're going to have fantastic company. I'm so excited today after being here with the summit. It's been incredible.
Well, that's part of what I want to ask you about. You had this 3rd annual now Diversity Summit, Southwest Airlines. It was on Ustream, by the way. People listening to this can go back and watch it if they want. And how did it go for you? I know how it went for me. How did it go for you?
It was a fantastic day. We had great speakers. We had diverse speakers, diverse topics. Our audience was from across the country. We had employees that flew in from the West Coast, East Coast, the ones who were here at headquarters. And so everybody that I talked to today said, oh my gosh, this was incredible. We learned so much. It was an opportunity to not only learn, but to gain something that you can take back and share and truly make a difference of creating a workplace that really is inclusive.
Now, you mentioned employees who attended. There were some employees in attendance, but really it was a lot of other companies, a lot of people.
Oh, yes. We had over 150.
We had overflow into another room. We had so many.
Oh, we did. It was absolutely incredible. Standing room only in the overflow room, and at times in the large training rooms where we were today. So it was incredible.
So is there going to be a 4th annual?
Well, we sure are believing so. We're going to look at planning that now. I mean, this has so much of a larger attendance. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for venue next year. I think word is getting out. I heard that there were tweets that went out today that really endorsed it and talked about it. So we're looking forward to it. And also here at Southwest Airlines, you know what? I can't say enough about how proud I am of our leadership, our senior leadership that was in attendance, that actually shows without a doubt the support that we have here as a corporation. And so many companies look and seek that, but today our leaders were there throughout the day, and I just truly, truly appreciate that.
Are we kind of breaking ground with an event like this?
Well, I think that with the different generations that are coming in, also with us as a company about to begin more international, true international travel, we have an opportunity as times are changing, our customer base is evolving, our employee base, we're bringing in more and more employees from around the world, as well as our customer base. And as Herb has always said, we need to mirror our customers. And so we have some preparation to do to get ready for what we're about to be in with our 800s here in the next 2 years or so.
They could take us a lot of places, and those places are people are going to be different.
That's right, exactly right. And we want them as our customers. And
we want them to be different.
That's right.
At some point, all the differences will be so commonplace that they won't be differences.
That's right.
I don't know if I said that properly, but
Ellen, how will you know that you arrive? And I said the ultimate will be that you'll no longer need me in this position. We won't have any recurrent classes. There's no need for reminders. It's truly a way of life.
I suppose at some point, you know, some stories were told about events that happened 20, 30 years ago about how horrible some people acted to other people. And I suppose in 20 or 30 years from now, you might actually look back and laugh at why we even needed an event like this.
That's exactly right. It'll just be commonplace that we have inclusion, a diversity and inclusion lens, and everything that we do is just natural. You don't even see the differences.
Well, Ellen, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the evening.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a registered trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2012. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn up and stow all portable electronic devices.